Hi there.
You found us again. Congratulations.
This is BS Reactor, where we talk about stuff we couldn't get other people in our lives to chat with us about. This is part two of the review and part four of the series, if you count the warm-ups, about the 2018 Screen Time POV movie, Profile. Links are in the description. This episode is kind of short because we all had a busy week, but don't worry, we'll get the next one out to you really soon. As always, we do profanity, spoilers, and adult comedy. And if you don't like that kind of thing, we will judge you. But hit stop before the music ends so you don't hear any of that. And thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
I don't want to get cancer on my dick.
Yeah, come on.
You know Isaac doesn't go with smokers. I did back in the day. It's all right.
You got your dick checked?
Those were different times.
Last week.
Do not say that.
I'm joking. So, I got checked out after my hoe phase. It's fine.
Now, I'm not saying I would have married the guy for an AK-47, but an AK-47 is a nice piece of machinery. Maybe we could shake hands and then you give me that
gun.
It's
a Kalashnikov. It's the Russian version.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like
Kalashnikov.
I feel like that was stupid for her to ask that for
that
a wedding.
That was weird as fuck, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's her little racist profiling ass.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's her racism showing through. I think they all want guns to kill infidels or some shit. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
All they want is, guns, because that's what they do. Because she saw those white women
shooting the guns.
So, that's all they want. I'm like, first of all, yes, like you said, that's racist. Second of all, I'm like, I'm pretty sure if you're around him, you can just pick up a damn gun.
Well, yeah, he'll have guns. Anyways.
Yeah. That to me is no damn dowry.
She could have been like, better hijab.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he probably would have been like, oh, that's
like
it?
A chromed out hijab.
Like something a little bit, like maybe a different color, like a different color or something like
that. And when she was talking anyway, she sounded like she's like, you can't do that because that's against the rules. Like, she was literally reading off a page.
Because she basically had her notes in the corner.
But it's like,
she
Muslim
also found like the recruiting guide that he was using to catfish her to get her to come there. So, like, she knows that he's going through the formula.
Yeah.
But she's still like, tell me more, Bilal.
But bro, that's what you were saying. Like, these people aren't backwards savages. They have almost the same shit that we have. And then here's the thing, though. You have all these techie motherfuckers on your side helping you do all this shit. What make you think he don't have those techie motherfuckers on his side?
He's calling her from like a call center.
You can see the folks in the back on computers or whatever.
In the back and everything. And I'm like, what the fuck? Deductive problem solving isn't in your brain at all.
They probably all doing the same thing with different women.
Yeah. Why does she not think he has a lot of tech? The fact that you said call center, and every single time she calls him or he calls her, he has almost perfect self-service for Skype.
That's what I was feeling. I'm like, damn, nigga, you got good reception.
She even says that the first time she calls him, it was like, wow, it's so amazing that you have reception there. And he's like, yeah, Siri is awesome. Wink, wink.
You think maybe he was starting to feel something for her, and then he was like, oh, this bitch racist.
No, I don't think so. No.
That'd be funny, though.
He was getting angry, like, oh, this bitch taking longer to get this bitch over here than normal. Like, just freaking.
Well, she even like brought up stuff when he was asking stuff. It's like, I've heard about all these stories where guys try to get ladies over there and sell them into slavery.
And he was just like, no,
and
that's completely not true.
He just rolled his eyes. It was like, there's a black sheep in every flock, but I'll take care of you. Like, I got you.
Dude, he basically said,
no.
Yeah, it happens.
When you're my wife, you'll be treated like everything, bub. I'm like,
well, also, when she's trying to get out of the Skype thing for the screen sharing thing, she was like, oh, that's the paid version. I don't have that. And then he holds his credit card up to the screen.
Yes.
Dog.
I would buy some Adidas and dump this guy.
Look, be like, quick screenshot. Screenshot on the back.
I'm about to make this motherfucker cancel his credit card. You don't even know if that's his. How you know it ain't stolen? It says I have to hang up to download the upgraded version.
Hang on. Beep. Block. you got about 10 hours. Go nuts, because he's going to cancel the fuck out the card.
Oh, yeah.
Go nuts, quick.
Well, and he wanted her to do the same thing when she was like, oh, yeah. I just stole my sister's card. He's like, oh, yeah, give me some stuff.
Some perfume or whatever. Some
yeah, he was like some cologne. Dior.
He was
yeah,
like, give me some Dior.
We got expensive taste over there.
Hey, just be like, as soon as you get like, oh, I'm buying me so many Jordans. But yeah, she
taking my Jordan.
Yeah,
I like sent them a video of her like all the stuff she bought with his credit card.
Look, pay off them little student loans for your associate's degree because you clearly can't pay right? for it with this shit job you have.
Is like 2,000 euros.
Yes.
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah.
What the fuck? It's not even that nice of an apartment.
Uh-uh.
No, her apartment sucked.
Yeah. In Hackney?
It was next to a damn train track. Right? It ain't that good.
I was about to say, that kind of thing would generally drop your rent a little bit. Can you argue to drop it?
I wouldn't think so.
I was going to say, I think you could
argue it.
I don't know that she did.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that kind of inconvenience, like, you could argue for a reduction in rent, but I doubt she would. Bilal was a way better main character. Like, this is more of a good movie from the antagonist standpoint.
I
feel sorry for Matt, but I know he's banging a ton of people now, so it's good for him.
He got a good end. So, I saw this movie in the theater. When it came out, because there wasn't a lot around at the time.
You and like four people?
Probably, yeah. So a scene that actually got me is, so
when
Amy,
you say got you, what do you mean?
Like emotionally.
Okay.
Like a thing I did not expect is she finds out that he grew up in London and there was the sweet shop that he went to when he was a kid. So she goes there and talks to the guy that works there.
Yeah.
Mistake one, because obviously there's an actual connection there.
Yeah.
Right? Like he can figure it out. And then she's breaking character and front of this
right this in guy. Front of the dude, and I was like, right? He is gonna tell on you.
What the fuck? Secondarily, like when he calls her, he's like, oh, I can't talk right now, they're tracking my phone, this is a bad idea. And she basically just keeps him on the line. It's like, hey, look, I went to this place you like, and he's like, okay, that's great.
What's up, man? Yeah, he looked confused, and I was like, oh, she ain't caught on that this ain't
no
that none of that is true.
And then again he's like, oh, I gotta go, and she's like, wait, I want to come to Syria. And he's like, oh, okay, I guess I got this one or whatever. Like, I got it in the bag. And then he gets drone striked.
Yeah.
There's like an explosion. He tries to run away. And then another explosion. And you see him on camera, just like his eyes are closed. He looks dead. And she's like,
not
fucking
dead. He was
freaking out.
There was no blood.
And I was like, they killed this motherfucker?
Yeah. And it's
what the?
Dude, no. I was confused.
It did not look close enough.
I'm not going to lie. I was a little confused too, because I was like, damn. Like,
yeah.
He looks extra fucking dead. Holy shit. And the store owner's like, hey, you need to chill the fuck out. I have a business. You need to calm the fuck down.
But yeah, I did not expect that they were going to throw that out there. Like, I legit thought they killed the character and was like, this movie is taking me on like a journey. You're dead.
It just made me pissed off more because I wish it was her.
Uh-huh. And then her editor is like, send me the video. And she's like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to use it.
I don't want to exploit him. And the editor is just like, no, for real, send me the video.
Like, this is what you took two plus weeks to do.
Hey, look,
I was like, you mad about exploiting him now?
And here's
when
the thing.
You're catfishing him?
Personally, he's dead now. So just be like, this is a little fucked up. How much are you going to pay me?
Yeah, for real.
How much money are you going to give me? Because this is hardcore footage.
That was all the editor wanted to know. She's like, okay, but did you get the footage?
No, but that's what I'm saying. This hardcore footage, R-rated, motherfucker. How much you paying me? Because you clearly about to put it on the news.
Dude,
so
just got iced. Look,
what you got?
Hit me up here.
I'm looking for like maybe five figures. Like, we could talk about it. But
right? I give you a number, then you'll get a video.
I'll give you a number, and then that'll determine whether or not you get the video.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish it was her.
Pat, you don't know how many times I was waiting for bullets to fly through her fucking window.
God, but for real, yeah.
The thing that annoyed me about her when she went to that sweet shop is she was like molesting her fucking hand after eating all that sugar, dude. I was like,
she was trying to like seduce him or whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you're in public.
This is not effective.
She was doing it wrong. Like, I'm just saying.
She looked like she was testing cocaine.
Yeah.
Rubbing it on her teeth.
So,
I'm like, do you not know how to eat sugar?
Right?
Just eat the fucking sugar.
You need to tongue the tip or whatever.
She's like those girls.
She's like,
She
like those girls who try to twerk and they have nothing behind them, so it's like they're having a spasm.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. There's been an influx of chicks with no ass trying to
twerk. It's like they're having a spasm or something.
It looks like they're fucking throwing their spine out of whack.
No, it really been funny when she was crying on the floor and that
She just shits herself.
And I mean, she was really.
Yes.
That she was really
gonna,
in her feelings, no, though.
That wasn't what I was going to say, but that was hilarious. Actually, I was going to say the owner said, all right, no, enough of this bitch. Took her, just threw her out.
I was expecting him to do that.
Because he was like, you need to calm down. Calm down. He's dead. Calm down. I'm like,
he just brings her more sugar.
No, look. Just put her out. Literally, I would just be like, yeah, come on. Put her outside. Just set her on the curb.
I can understand her not wanting to put the death on TV because it's kind of like human decency type of thing.
Of course. Yeah. I get that. But also,
like, she knew him. Like,
she goes back on her fake Facebook and so it's like, I miss him, and reliking things that he had posted and trying to connect with people. And then a couple days later, as she's about to send this video, like you mentioned later,
I thought she was going to start playing End of the Road.
99%.
Or yesterday.
She gets a call from Bilal's.
Immediately cancels it.
Yeah.
Well, no. Like, no, she opens up and it's like a funeral kind of situation. The camera slowly panning over.
He was smiling.
She's feeling stuff.
Yeah, I was like, I'm
he still got color in his cheeks. Come on.
Then he fucking jump scares her. Then she hangs up.
As well, point, she should have, but
been like,
real.
Motherfucker blocked. She should have just been like that. Like,
done.
Unforgivable shit.
I'm sorry.
It is at that point that he was like, okay, but listen, we got to get married right now. How she didn't see that as a tactic immediately is blowing me. Like, I feel like
it's not legal. And then she's.
Well, listen, because he kept going, like, I can't talk. They're tracking me. But he stayed on there, and I think the strikes, whatever, that were near him were just convenient, but he definitely played it up to force her into this next step to get her.
He's like, this bitch almost got me killed, I'm gonna get her traffic. It's like, I was gonna hook up with her, but fuck this.
I wouldn't. She's like, she don't know how to ride nothing. Although she does smoke, Soprano knows how to suck.
Yeah.
But that's what she was dead.
So, like, after the ceremony, it was when her boyfriend walks in with the dog. It's like, oh, I guess you're married now. The tension is getting ratcheted up.
All that sort of stuff. She yells at the dog to get out.
Like, get the fuck out. Because, like, obviously, she doesn't want to admit that it's her dog. Like, it is her dog, right?
Well, no, I think it's the boyfriend's dog.
It is, but they're, like, not supposed to have dogs, right?
Yeah.
No. He just doesn't like dogs.
Oh,
he likes cats.
Yeah, he likes cats, but that is apparently a recruiting tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they covered that in the movie. So after this, like an idiot, she decides to travel to Amsterdam to meet Bilal. She's hoping she can do, like, an interview, at least in my mind.
Yeah, her editor's like, stop it. Don't do this. We're done.
Are you literally insane?
Her sister was like, don't do it. Don't go.
And
she ain't trying to hear it.
And this stupid bitch used her real fucking name
to get the plane ticket.
God.
Well, he calls her and it was like, hey, I can't meet you in person. And then she starts getting, like, really aggressive. Like, you said you'd meet me. I don't feel safe. I don't know what I'm doing. And then he finally is just like, why the fuck are you yelling at me?
Yeah, it took him longer than I thought, honestly.
Like, I'm the man. I do this. I'm the blah, blah, blah. I kill this motherfucker people. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Right.
And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yep. Eventually she figures out, like, oh, I probably shouldn't piss this guy off if I want to actually do this. So she drops the call there for a second because he got mad and was like, give me 10 minutes, like, get yourself right. So she tries to call her boyfriend, like we were saying, and it's a push notification, and she starts post-stalking his Facebook, and he's partying with other women now. So she's like,
has a couple sex tapes on there.
And her phone that she was using dies.
Yeah.
So she's making contact with this other person that's going to transport her to Bilal. She doesn't speak Arabic, so she puts her speakerphone up to the Skype call, and they have this conversation, and he's kind of laughing, and the guy on the phone's kind of laughing.
They're probably like, yeah, look at this, this is a dumb bitch. She dumb.
Well, they translate later, so.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, all this is set up. Well, I'll see you before too long. And then she tries to, like, Google Translate what they were saying, her not speaking much or any Arabic is like really failing at it.
I doubt she knows any other languages.
She calls Lou, the IT guy that she was super racist to. Yeah. That's been hand-holding her through this whole situation. And he was like, hey, can you translate this? And he's like, hey, I got another one. Third girl this month. You're really good.
Hey, and he's all like, wait, you know,
she's rotten meat. She's only worth 2,000. An extra 200 if she's got green eyes. He's like, no, she has brown eyes. They're both like, ah, dang. Uh-huh. Well, I guess, you know.
Does she look like she used soap or washcloth?
No.
No, but here's the thing with me. She automatically, I was racist too, because she automatically assumed that Lewis knew how to speak Arabic.
He did. He's from Syria.
Yeah.
He established that.
No, but it's like, oh, he obviously knows how to speak. That's like you walking up to someone, the last name Rodriguez, and say, hey, you know how to speak Spanish?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
yeah, you know?
I'm not going to, I mean.
Well, in the farewell, everyone assumes that Awkwafina speaks Chinese, yeah. But.
Which she does.
She does. But,
she does, but it's like minor things she didn't know. But I'm like, oh, her Chinese isn't that good. So we had like a 20-minute conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
Her Chinese ain't that good. All right, sorry. Different movie that is actually worth watching.
Yeah, we'll actually get there. So the epilogue, he was actually lying to her. Go fucking figure, right?
Imagine that.
Yeah, he's already got 3 wives and a few kids.
all under the age of 5.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, 2 of them are converts.
Mm-hmm. And once the death threats actually went through, they looked him up and he's this notorious recruiter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, if she was actually qualified, she would have already known this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what an associate gets you.
And they must realize that he already had a lot of that stuff already set up when he would send her pictures and videos, because she'll say, oh, he's like, oh, hey, what's this with this?
I was like, you don't, girl, all that looks staged.
Yeah. And then I just love the end where he puts a fatwa on her. I'm like, yes.
He's like, don't run the story or I'll put this up. And then he sends her this informational video about where she lives. And like, yes. Google Maps.
I mean, pictures outside her window, footage from the actual train from the video
her
that
name,
they had.
Her
and
name,
I was like,
phone
that
number,
means that
her
he,
name on the fucking plane ticket.
I was like that means he was recording this stuff too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Just because she has tech shit doesn't mean he ain't got tech shit.
Because she's stupid. That's why I wanted her to die.
Stupid.
Dog, it's called screen capture, bitch. And Google Maps. Click. What the fuck? He clearly edited that video and fucking Premiere.
He's got an IT team,
it.
Too.
Like, he, clearly.
Yeah, and he, in that video, completely called for her death.
Yo.
Damn Skippy.
Yep.
No, it would have been awesome. The end of it, and they run the story and everything. She's sitting there typing, and like, good job on the story. And all of a sudden, it just explodes because he sent, like, a rocket launch into her house. And she died.
That's terrible.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Jesus.
And then you just see her hand.
Willing.
And all you see left is her hand on the computer, the broken computer, from the wrist. Wrist.
What the fuck? Like a fucking old school
ends.
Horror movie or some shit?
So the way it actually ends is Bilal sends this video to her. It's like, I will fucking kill you if you release the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amy's just like, I don't know if I would release the story, Vic, you might kill me. And then eventually, after a jump scare with her dog, which came out of nowhere, she's like, okay, run the story. And Vic is like, they will kill you. Like, you will need a new life if you do this. And then she says, the fear is what's going to kill me, which is a weird tie-in for the next film we're going to do.
Yeah, right.
I was about to say, that's oddly, like, philosophical for a dumb shit.
I feel like she didn't come up with that.
It's
Lou still on the call?
Dude, no. It's like that Key and Peele skit where dude is reading all the fucking motivational posters in the background. She looked up.
Mm-hmm.
Behind her computer, she's like, it's the fear that'll kill me. And she's like, that's good. I say that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Hang in there, baby.
Like, at this point, get paid for your story and get the fuck on. Like, literally.
I know.
This is your plan.
I mean, in real life, she actually did have to change her name and move and all that sort
of
stuff. Like, they would have killed her. They haven't yet, so... Yay, I guess, but...
In real life, I'm happy she's still alive. But
right,
in this movie, I wanted her to die.
That's what I'm saying. In real life, I bet it wasn't this fucking annoying.
I was upset.
I don't know.
Because the thrillingness of this movie, if you're trying to wait for her to get found out, like, oh, you hope she's going to get found out. Hopefully she survives. I was in the same way, except I wanted her to get found out. And he said, that's it. I'm going to kill you. And then someone walks and just...
I was waiting for somebody to come and kill her.
Yes,
a lot.
Yeah, I
a
was.
Lot.
I mean,
or like bag over the head. You know what I mean? When she
something.
Was in Amsterdam, I was like, oh, dude, you're done.
Or
like
a
it's
mid-credit
over.
Scene.
I was like, it's over, bitch. Like, you're done. But like, no, she got away. I'm like, oh, my fucking God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like, oh, since it's based off a true story, she wasn't going to die.
No.
But I'm just like, I want her character. And I almost want to say I hope the main person, the real person in life was not as stupid as her.
I mean, honestly, I haven't read the book, so I'm not sure.
What, a book you haven't read?
I know, right? I've been busy.
All right, here's the question. So what do you guys rate it? And who in the movie would you give a kiss on the cheek to? Jasmine, answer the question.
All right.
You can pick the dog. It's okay.
You can 100% pick the dog. It's fine.
We already know what the one answer is, though. So the true answer.
There's only one true answer.
Yes.
So I don't know if I can really rate this.
Don't fantasize about Bilal too hard.
Yeah, but he's a dickhole. That doesn't work for me.
The actor that plays Bilal is going to be on a series called Nemo or Nautilus or something like that.
Is he be playing Neo?
Yeah, he's Nemo. Playing Nemo. Yeah, no.
That's awesome.
So
about to Nemo my pants.
Lord. No, I don't.
Sorry, Jeff.
Bilal
Sorry.
All over the place.
No, I don't really know how I would rate it though, because like I'm not really sure. After something like Searching, what were we? going for with this, I'm not sure. So I'm not sure if it fulfilled any of the things it was trying to get to.
Yeah, it's like M. Night Shyamalan's second movie, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I can say that while it wasn't the most terrible thing that I have ever watched, it definitely made me feel some feelings about the main character and her interactions with Bilal. Maybe not as strong as some in the room, but I would say if I had to give a kiss on the cheek to someone, I think I would give mine to Lou.
Because she immediately
shit on him and went from zero to racist in like 2 seconds flat.
But
he continues, obviously he doesn't know, but still he continues to hold her hand and help her through all of this as soon as she calls him.
Yeah.
Even though when she's going through all that, he may be asking for stuff just like the editor and stuff was. Mm-hmm. And she's like, nope, ignore you all the stuff. So it was, and I'm sure that wasn't the first time she had treated him like that.
Oh, yeah.
So absolutely, I feel like he should get something.
There was a scene that was getting romantic between her and Bilal, and she like clicked hang up on her call.
Yeah, she was.
And then like 5 minutes later, she like calls him back and he answers, and then he gets like a parking ticket background as he's like tech supporting.
I think he was getting his car towed because he had saved his car.
Uh-huh.
So yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know. I felt like he deserved it, and he was the unsung hero of all this BS.
It's okay.
For real. So, yeah. You know, it is just a cheat. It ain't nothing.
All right, Pat, Jazz doesn't like guys with beards. What you got?
That's not true, but okay.
BS Reactor is a premium stereo auditory experience crafted with care by the masterminds that brought you all the shitty jokes you've come to love. You know how we do it. Yeah. All human voices, music, and mixing are done by the Reactor crew. All rights reserved. The spicy robot voice you're hearing right now is done by a program Isaac found online. This way he can briefly avoid dying a little inside when he eventually decides to cut all the bad jokes out of the outro. If you have any comments, questions, or you want to tell us you love the robot voice, contact me with the show on Instagram, SoundCloud, or our website, bsreactor.com. And thanks for listening. They appreciate you. What did the ocean say to the beach? Nothing, it just waved. Yes, blame the robot. Ha ha ha.